One. Happy birthday to me. When I woke up the next morning, the first thought I had wasn't about the magic bracelet. It was, it's my birthday. But then my mom came into my room with a tray of chocolate chip pancakes with extra whipped cream. Then Bram came in with a card he'd made himself. He had drawn a big ace of hearts on it and written, "You are aces." Extra whipped cream. A homemade card? The magic was definitely at work. Bubby and Zadie called to wish me happy birthday. And Harper called. But still no word from Dad. I was sure he would call at some point, though. Of course he would. He was busy, but not busy enough to forget his own daughter's birthday. It was 3 hours earlier in California, so he still had lots of time. Every few minutes, someone would text to wish me a happy birthday. I think I got 300 text messages, and at least 100 that read, "See you tonight." "Honey, do you still want to do the tie-dye?" my mom asked as we hung streamers on the living room wall. "I do, but with so many people coming, I'm afraid the dye will get everywhere." She nodded. "Maybe we'll just put out fabric markers and let people decorate the shirts and pencil cases. And we can play music and put out some games."
"Sounds good. Thanks, Mom."
At 4:45, I was setting out the snacks when the buzzer rang. The first guest.
"Who is it?"
I called into the intercom.
"Shep, come on up."
I waited eagerly by the door.
"Hi,"
I said when Shep appeared. "Thank you for coming." Instead of his sweatpants and school sweatshirt, he was wearing jeans and a button-down.
"Happy birthday," he said shyly. "Thank you for inviting me. And for what you did yesterday. That was the nicest thing anyone has ever done for me."
I blushed. "Oh, no problem. I'm so glad."
"I made you a picture."
He handed me a piece of paper with a red ribbon around it. It was a drawing of me. I was wearing a tie-dyed shirt.
"Oh, wow," I said. "I love it."
"I heard you say we're doing tie-dye," he asked. "I've never done tie-dye, but it sounds fun." I felt a pang.
"I think there might be too many people for tie-dye," I started to explain. But the buzzer rang again.
This time it was Willow.
"I'm so glad you came," I said, opening the door for her.
She handed me a small rectangular box.
"Happy birthday, Becca."
"Aw, thank you," I said, and set the gift aside.
The buzzer started going off every minute. Bram took over intercom duty so he could buzz people up.
Buzz.
The three E's.
Buzz.
Jeremy.
Buzz.
Zuri and Corinne.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
By 5:05, there was a line to get into the apartment.
"I think we need to get more pizzas," my mom said, her eyes the size of pizzas.
I spotted Harper and Georgette coming through the door together, each carrying large matching gift boxes.
"Oh, hello, Mrs. Singer," I heard Georgette say to my mom. "Thank you so, so much for inviting me. What a treat."
I rolled my eyes. So, Georgette was one of those polite to parents but mean to other kids, which didn't surprise me. And that's not even my mom's last name. I waited for my mom to tell Georgette to call her Lori, like she always did with my friends. But instead she said,
"It's Ms. Berkowitz."
I caught my mom's eye, and she winked at me. By 5:15, there were over 100 people in the apartment. I wasn't sure how everyone fit. People were sitting on the couch, on the floor, and on the windowsills. People were spilling into the kitchen and the bedrooms, the laundry room, and even the bathroom. And the gifts kept piling up. Boxes and boxes of gifts. I should have said no gifts, but I hadn't even thought of it. Also, Who doesn't want gifts?
Happy birthday, Becca!
Yay, Bex! Best party ever, Becca.
Wait, was that my 6-year-old neighbor with her sacks? And was that my old babysitter, Rose? There were so many people, talking, eating, designing t-shirts, doing handstands. I could barely move. My brother had put on some music, but no one could even hear it. The bowl of chips and popcorn were long gone. My mom had ordered 5 more pizzas.
All these kids are your friends?
She asked, confused. Kind of, I said. Because they weren't, really. They were here because they had to be. The magic was making them. I saw Willow at the door. Oh no, was she leaving? I tried to make my way over to her, but couldn't squeeze through the huge crowd. She was leaving. I felt a lump in my throat. This party wasn't turning out the way I'd imagined. I looked around. Packed house. Mess everywhere. Pizza on the floor. Pizza on our couch. All I had wanted was a quiet night at home with a good friend. I glanced at Harper, who was taking selfies with Georgette in the corner. I'd wanted to tie-dye. I'd wanted to do story-a-thon. But instead, I was crammed into my apartment with strangers who didn't really want to be here. And I didn't really want them here either. What was the point in any of it? Being surrounded by so many fake friends made me feel lonelier than ever. I fingered my bracelet. Maybe it would have been okay to have a birthday with just me and my mom and brother. I took a deep breath. Maybe I didn't want the magic anymore. Trying not to think too hard about it, I very gently tried to push the bracelet up and off my wrist. It was stuck. I tried harder. I looked for the clasp, but remembered there wasn't one. I tugged on the bracelet, but it didn't budge. It was almost like it was glued to my wrist. My heart sped up as something began to dawn on me. What if I could never take it off? What if everyone wanted to be my friend forever? I would never know if anyone really liked me. Teachers would always give me A pluses even when I didn't deserve them. If I got married, my partner wouldn't really be in love with me. Everything would be meaningless forever. I tugged harder on the bracelet, but it wouldn't come off. OMG, it was stuck. My heart started to race. My cheeks heated up. Was that a hive forming? My magic bracelet had become a handcuff. I wanted, needed, it off this very second. That's when I saw a familiar face in the living room. It was the fancy blonde woman from the nail salon. She was standing by the window, wearing an expensive-looking denim jumpsuit. She was here? How? Why? I felt creeped out seeing her, but I also felt relief. She wanted my bracelet. Maybe she could help me get it off. She caught me looking at her and smiled a slow smile. She pushed through the crowd toward me.
Ready to sell it to me now? She asked, her voice low.
Who are you? I asked. Why do you want the bracelet?
I'm just someone who knows what it can do, she said lightly, but her eyes were gleaming.
She touched something at her collarbone, and I noticed she wore a small gold bead on a cord around her neck, a bead that looked just like the beads on my bracelet. It was even glowing.
Do you know how to get it off? I asked, breathless.
Her brow creased.
Isn't there a clasp?
No, I said. I stuck out my wrist. If you can get the bracelet off, you can have it. She peered at the bracelet and tried to slide it off my wrist.
It's not budging, she said.
I know.
Hold on, she said,
reaching into her black leather purse and taking out a pair of pliers. "Do you always carry tools in your purse?" I asked.
"Only when I need to open a bracelet," she said, and tried to cut through the cord.
"Careful," I said. She tried once, twice, three times. The pliers didn't work.
"It won't come off," she said, frowning.
"So I'm stuck with it forever?" I asked, my voice rising.
"I don't know what else to do," the woman said, shaking her head.
"I want it off," I yelled, panicking.
"So do I," she said, grimacing. "But I can't do it."
The lights overhead started flickering. What was happening? More magic? No, it was cake time. My mom had bought a huge rectangular cake at the grocery store. She had placed it on the kitchen table and was lighting the candles. Mom glanced over at the blonde woman and frowned. I could tell she was wondering who she was and why she was at the party.
"I better go," the woman said, noticing my mom's gaze.
Flustered, I waved my hand at her. "You're leaving me with this?"
"I'll find you some other time," the woman hissed.
But... She put her pliers back in her purse and disappeared out the front door. What was I going to do now? My heart was still racing. No one could get the bracelet off. Would the magic last forever? If only I could wish the magic away. But how could I get more wishes? That's when I realized. My birthday cake. Which meant birthday candles. Yes, yes, yes! Of course! I could wish for the magic to end. My mom brought the cake to where I stood in the living room. It had chocolate frosting and 11 candles. 10 plus 1 for good luck. Everyone started singing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Becca. Happy birthday to you. What are you going to wish for? Harper asked, standing beside me. Georgette was on the other side of her. I knew exactly what I was going to wish for. I closed my eyes. I wished that the magic on the bracelet would end, that people would want to be my friend only when they liked me, not because they had to be. I opened my eyes. Then I blew. All the flames went out in one big whoosh. "Yay, Becca!" everyone cheered. "You're the best! Are you one? Are you two?" The singing got louder and louder, and the cheers got louder. Everyone was hugging me and wishing me a happy birthday. No one was leaving. I touched the bracelet. It was still warm. It was still glowing. It was still working. My wish hadn't worked at all. My bracelet was a curse.